Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The mayor of Newberry is in the house, Tim Marden. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you?
Oh, good morning. It has been a spectacular week in Newberry.
It sure sounds like it. Tell me about this $66 million deal you guys just got done.
Oh, this has been spectacular. It has been about 6 months in the works, or maybe a little bit longer. But Harvest Singularity is going to headquarter out of Newberry, Florida. They have a business that produces leafy greens, arugula, all kinds of great stuff in approximately 325,000 square foot greenhouse, all hydroponic, nutrient water solutions, very low impact on energy, climate, all that green stuff that a lot of people talk about. Well, Newberry is actually making it happen.
Yeah, and in a way that totally makes sense. Sounds like it's going to be a super efficient way to grow really clean stuff. You're not going to have to use insecticides and stuff. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. Since it's all contained within the warehouse, all that is a controlled environment. Most of, and if you listen to Charles for just a couple minutes, he'll tell you most of the produce comes out of either Yuma County in Arizona or Salinas County in California. It takes multiple days to get over here to us over in the East Coast. He's going to fill that gap. They're not going to spend 3 days on a truck. You don't have to triple wash it because you don't have pesticides and herbicides to get off of any of the produce. And he'll be able to service all of the Southeast out of what will eventually be a full build out of about 10 of these greenhouses across Florida. We're going to have two of them ultimately in Newberry, and he's going to headquarter his whole operation out of our little neck of the woods.
Wow. And it sounds like, there's no real, the growing season is what they decided is, so that they can just keep growing and growing, producing much more than you could say in your average farmland, right?
For sure. He'll have multiple X growing cycles per year, which will bring down the cost of the produce. Since we don't have the carbon footprint of the trucks running across the country, that brings down costs. So it'll be an organic product that will hopefully be right at cost of all of this other stuff. So you'll be able to have the advantage of having that good food for you and your family without all the other stuff going on. But I think he was projecting potentially, I think it was 12 to 14 extra harvests a year. So we're talking very quick life cycle because they're going to be able to grow 24 hours a day. It does have light, but all the water is recycled. He's going to capture any rainwater. So we're not really even going to be pulling much out of the ground. It's like win-win, 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 keep saying win.
Going to use a lot of cutting-edge technology via AI and robotics. So you're not going to have quite the workforce you would normally need. However, it's still going to create like 50 new jobs, and these are decent paying jobs.
Yes, apparently the average, let's call it the ag worker, is running about $56,000 a year. He thinks he's going to nearly double that at probably close to 90. I think he's published 91,000 average. So there'll be more, some that'll be over, some that'll be under. But the robotic technology, the HVAC systems, couple that with our partners at UF IFAS and their AI technology and the growth there. The UF IFAS is just on the cutting edge of anything agriculture. Dr. Engel over there at the University of Florida wants to create basically the Silicon Valley of agriculture right here in our backyard.
Wow.
I believe in it. I want to be a part of it. And this is just one really big step.
Well, when you're dealing with nature, I mean, you're dealing with an incredible amount of variables. Basically, what you're doing is taking away the variables and bringing in super precise on everything from, you know, sunlight to the amounts of water to nutrients. I mean, and it's all measured out for optimum growing, optimum nutrition, I would think.
It is. And this is not really new technology either. The Netherlands, number two producer in the world of food and exporter of food. So this is a technology that he has worked with over there. He's worked with it in Dubai. He spent some time in Spain. He's originally from New Jersey, believe it or not. And this is something that he just sees as a huge opportunity. So he's bringing it over here. And going to deploy it right in Newberry in our beautiful new ag tech park that we've been working on. You know, numbers wise, this is going back 10 years. We partnered with the county in 2018 for the equestrian center, 2021 for UF IFAS to be relocated over there. We have put about $2.7 million into the project, but with a return of 66, I say that's pretty good ROI.
Yes, wow. It is. And and really, kudos again to UF and IFAS. I mean, we've already got one of the top ag schools in the nation. And it looks like that with this cutting-edge technology, I mean, it sounds like the sky's the limit between development now with AI and the robotics and these things. Like you said, you know, they've already got this down pat in many places. So, I mean, really, it's exciting for Newberry.
The ag community... I've come to realize it just encapsulates everything across almost every industry. Whether you're building a website for an ag company, you're doing filming for an ag company's social media, down to software, mechanical, HVAC, advertising. I mean, there's everything in agriculture. Everything you can think of.
Is there any strings attached to this that, you know, isn't obvious that you're like, well, you know, we have to follow through with X, Y, or Z?
Not really. I mean, the landowner is the developer. So this isn't really even a public partner or public-private partnership. It's really us setting the table and getting out of the way and letting private business do what private business does. So we have really literally set the table, and they're going to run with it from here.
I like how you said that, set the table, and we're talking about
that's
food
good.
And
like
bringing
that,
the food straight to your table. So it all
hey, at 90 grand, the greens are looking really good, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, yeah. That, you know, I know you got to be proud, the mayor of Newberry, Tim Martin, and we're going to ask Tim if can you hang for another segment, and we'll get your input on this school board issue. Tina Certain, I know you were at the meeting. That the state was a part of. Maybe you can share some of your insights with us next. Is that all right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that goes on without that you don't see on the cameras.
And, right,
yeah,
that's what I figured.
I'll be happy to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, we'd love to hear about it. So stick around, my friends. Tim Mard, Mayor of Newberry, is coming up next again. It is 9:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Good morning and welcome. It's 9:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday, thank goodness. And sticking around for segment number two, Newberry Mayor Tim Marden, wearing a couple of hats today, actually, told us about a brand new business project. Things are going on in Newberry. It's going to bring $66 million in a hydroponic project. It's very exciting. If you missed it, you can catch up on it with a podcast. But also, the Fall Festival is tomorrow in the city of Newberry, and to kind of kick things off from 10 till noon, you've got an open house at City Hall. What's that all about?
We have a brand new City Hall that we've been working on, and going to do the official ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. on the 24th, transition right into our very first ever meeting, commission meeting in that building. But we're going to open it to the public for a couple of hours tomorrow. So if folks want to stop by, it's about 95% done. I think we still need to put some switch plates on, but otherwise, going to have a lot of people in town. Might as well open up the doors and give them a sneak peek.
Show it off.
This big investment. It's about, I think it's an 8,000 square foot building. We've got about $8.9 million into it. Even designed it to be expandable for future use.
That's smart.
But it's kind of a 50-year design. We're real proud of it. A local company, Scorpio Construction, put that together for us, and we're real proud to have been able to do that and bring that online for our community. It's spectacular.
Wow. Okay. Well, next time I'm in Newberry, I might have to poke my head in there, but officially open later on in the month. But for open house tomorrow, 10 to noon, right?
Yes, sir.
And also, and I know you're involved in so many different things in the community, and we appreciate that. A school board of Alachua County, the vice chair, Tina Certain, not news to anybody. She's been kind of on the hot seat, put some stuff on Facebook. It was her personal Facebook page, but she's supposed to represent, you know, the school board. And you were at a meeting just the other day. Tell us what your take was about this.
Well, I thought it was a terrible performance by Tina. She did herself no favor. She could have went in there and sort of just kind of ate a little crow, apologized, but she decided that she was going to double down, and the school board saw right through that. There were some very, very testy exchanges, and I tell you, being in the room is a whole lot different than watching it on a live stream. You see so much more, and you looking at the body language, et cetera, is really, really, really telling.
I mean, with a school district, like many others, that, you know, suffers with a low-performing, you know, lowest quartile, trying to get those folks educated and what have you, to refer to somebody who has made it to the national stage, who has put together Turning Point USA, and really answers questions and has a great dialogue and debate with people who have differing opinions, and he had always done a great job of that. Why would you, of all the things you want to call somebody, an uneducated white boy, did she ever address that directly?
She really just said, it's my personal opinion. I effectively don't care what you have to say. I'm protected by First Amendment. And that was never the argument, Bob. The right and protection of First Amendment does apply to everybody, but you are not free of the consequences of what you say. And she completely skirted the issue, tried to deflect, and really, really, I think she sees herself as just this civil rights champion, and I really think she's really just kind of a civil rights opportunist, in my opinion, and really trying to use this to give herself maybe potentially a bigger platform or something like that. But, gosh, yesterday was just a train wreck.
Well, if you were truly looking out for people's civil rights, the last thing you would do is say things that are tinged with racism, which clearly, when you identify the color of someone's skin, that's the antithesis of what Martin Luther King preached. Let's judge each other by the content of character, not by the color of skin. But she identified Charlie Kirk as a white boy, and knowing the slur attached to boy as well. And you would think somebody of color would be super sensitive about the term boy.
Right, and that's where I think she's just an opportunist, really, more than anything. But yeah, how can I judge somebody by the content of their character if all you want to do is remind me of the color of their skin?
And you don't really know the content of their character, because I doubt that she ever heard any of his words firsthand.
Well, playing victim card is not going to work with me, and I don't think it works with the majority of people. And that's really what she wanted to do yesterday. But, I mean, you're talking about she's a very smart lady. She's an accountant. My goodness, she's been elected multiple times in this county as a school board member. Her husband's just as successful, and it just doesn't play out.
No, it doesn't. And the other thing is she wants to make this kind of a look. This was my personal Facebook, and you're attacking me, and doesn't have anything to do with my job, theoretically, right? But yet, it is her job that is providing her for an attorney and paying for it, correct?
Yeah, that was very, very telling. I can't remember the name of the school board member that asked her. It was really right at the very end of her quote-unquote kind of like a testimony, really. And she said, who's paying for this? And she said, oh, well, the district is.
Hmm.
So she's there trying to claim personal privilege, mm-hmm. yet has the district
wow.
and us, our pockets, paying for this. That on top of the sunshine violation between her and Chair Sarah Rockwell, there is more to come here. And I suspect, based on the tone and tenor, this is getting to the governor's desk very soon. And I don't think that Tina Certain will be in that position very much longer.
Well, apparently her attorney, crafted a letter, and in it cited all these things about, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, but left out any and all reference to like a code of conduct, that the expectations of behavior if you are a school board member, and you know, that code of conduct seems to be pretty clear, dealing with exactly the kinds of things that she said. She would be in violation of that code of conduct, it would appear to me.
Oh, yeah, you and everybody else. That's blatantly obvious. The attorney's letter, you know, was talking about, well, there hasn't been any protests. There hasn't been any problems. So I don't see, you know, look the other way. There's nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. But, you know, I'm thinking, then why are we here? Why are we in this meeting? Why are we having these conversations if there is nothing to see? And even the letter said, you know, anybody who is trying to attack Tina needs to just be dismissed. And even said something about a heckler's veto. The court doesn't care. The law doesn't care about the heckler's veto.
Yeah,
come on. give me a break.
I mean, if you don't understand the terms of a code of conduct, I wouldn't go around calling other people uneducated. But maybe that's just me, because after all, I am an uneducated white boy.
Yes, you are.
Certainly, mm-hmm. compared to Charlie Kirk, I would be.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think
guy.
Many of us are probably in the uneducated compared to him.
Yeah.
Boy, he. I know he self-described as self-educated, didactic. And, I mean, you just listen to him for 2 minutes, you can tell the guy is a savant.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe Tina could learn something from that. If you teach kids to read proficiently, you've opened up the world to them.
Well, that's another thing. You know, keep an eye on what you're really there for.
You think like focus, priorities, things like that?
You know.
Outcomes? Come on.
To us, maybe, yes.
Tim Martin, Mayor of Newberry. Appreciate it, my friend. 928 on the Bob Rose Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.